The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Roger P. Shulman, longtime newsman here in Tampa Bay, and today I'd like to share some great news about my dear friend, Dr. Michael Lang, celebrating 30 glorious years on the airwaves with his great show, Ask the Doctor. Congratulations, Doctor, on a job well done, and we look forward to hearing you for 30 more years.
Doctor, my eyes, tell me what it was, I am.
Okay, good morning and welcome to Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Lang, for 30 years now. Well, it was nice of Roger P. Shulman, the famous newscaster and good friend of mine, for doing that. And if you can see in the back, they gave me balloons this morning. They put a big deal up behind us on the screen, Ask the Doctor, 30 years. So I want to thank everybody in Salem Media for making it a great day. 30 years. I started in April of 1993 hosting Ask the Doctor. That's a long time on the radio. Used to have a drive time show in the Tampa Bay area daily from 9 to 10. And we even did it on Saturday and Sunday. So it's been a great ride, I got to say. And I couldn't be doing it at a better place, Salem Media. All right. Remember, this is a live call-in show. You're listening to Ask the Doctor. I'm Dr. Michael Lang. I'm a board-certified optometric physician. I'm also a certified nutritional specialist. Founded Lang Eye Care and Associates March 15th of 1993. Started Ask the Doctor April 15th of 1993. And opened the Lang Eye Institute in 2006. 4 to 5 Vitamins in about 2004. And a variety of other companies that are eye care related. Anyway, this is a live call-in show dedicated to you, the listeners. No matter how simple or complicated it is, I'll try to answer it to the best of my ability, and I am going to find the phone number. I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't know the live call-in show. Here it is. It's 1-877-969-8600. They moved it. 1-877-969-8600. I want to apologize. I was not live for the last 2 weeks, so we ran some good tapes. The first week out, I was with Mackenzie, my youngest daughter, and Tammy, my wife, and we were looking at colleges. So we went up to the University of Georgia, checked it out. We went over to Auburn. We went up to Duke, and we checked out colleges for her. She's already been up to Harvard, and she's been down to University of Miami and over to Tulane. We're heading up to Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee very soon. So at least she'll have a good idea of where she may want to go to college. She should get an academic scholarship or a athletic scholarship, probably an academic scholarship. She's got like a 4.9 GPA and did amazing on her SAT, so I'm really proud of her. Maybe I'll have her as a guest on this radio show soon. All right. And Logan, my son, is applying to optometry school, so as we talk, he is actually studying for the OAT entrance test. That's like the MCAT, for medical school. The OAT is for optometry school. So he's studying as we speak. All right, he might be listening, he might be watching, but that's okay as long as he studies after that. So, and our guest or my co-host this morning is Dr. Susan Summerton, and she's been doing this for, close to a year now, well, half a year, and she's an expert in ocular nutrition in the nutritional arena. She's got more initials after her name than any doctor I know. And we were just in Destin last week. 4 to 5 Vitamins was sponsoring a big eye conference. Eye doctors from all over the country there. Dr. Summerton was lecturing. Had a couple of great lectures, standing ovation on nutrition for eye doctors to learn how to take care of their patients nutritionally and prescribe less medication and less surgery. Dr. Summerton, good morning. Thanks for being my co-host.
Good morning, Dr. Lang, and congratulations to you on that 30 years. It's quite an accomplishment, a lot of time and research and appreciate you sharing your knowledge with the listeners and our patients for 30 years on the radio.
That's amazing how fast time flies. And we're going to talk more about some of the lecture that Dr. Somerton did in just a little bit. But Dr. Somerton's at the Lang Eye Institute along with me and Dr. Lori Caputi. And if you'd like to set up an appointment to see any of our doctors, I'll give you the phone number twice. Lang Eye Institute is in the Villages, Florida. It is right in the heart of Golf Cart Central, geriatric mecca of the world. Fastest growing city in the United States right now. The phone number for the Lang Eye Institute is 352-753-4014. That's 352-753-4014. Also, you can learn about what we have to offer, all of the nutrients that we've developed at fortify.com. We're going to talk about some new innovative supplements we are working on right now in a few minutes. But once again, go to fortify.com. That's FORTIFEYE. Remember the EYE since I'm an eye doctor. Fortify.com. Go to the bundle section. That's where we take different vitamins that work synergistically together, and we bundle them together at a discounted rate. And, of course, always free shipping on any of the orders. And you can always click on the science section on each supplement. So it shows you the research and the science and the studies behind each one of these supplements. So Fortify.com. I'm going to give you the phone number for Fortify Vitamins. You can call Arlene or Mandy or any of the gang at Fortify at 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. Before we go to the first call, I want to remind everybody we're still running the BOGO on what's becoming our probably close to our number one supplement called Fortify Fit, the ultimate muscle fuel. Fortify Fit, we developed it to help people build muscle, strength, and endurance faster, all right? Or support recovery, support energy while you're working out. And we've got a lot of world-class and world champion athletes on it right now. But I got to tell you, the fastest growing segment of the population taking Fortify Fit is the 60-plus crowd, maybe the 70-plus crowd, to help fight against sarcopenia. That is muscle wasting. So a lot of you guys and gals that are in the Villages that are patients of mine, and a lot of you all over the country, are taking Fortify Fit to help enhance and support muscle synthesis, strength, and endurance. So check it out at fortify.com. Remember, you buy one, you get one free, but that's the strawberry watermelon cream. That's our newest flavor. We made a lot of it, so I did that purposely so we could do a BOGO and get it out in the hands of you guys and gals so you can try it. Remember, buy one, get one free, Fortify Fit strawberry watermelon cream at fortify.com. All right, we're going to the phones. Everybody knows who the first caller is. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to be Bob. Bob, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, doctors. It's a pleasure to talk to you on a Saturday morning. I think above everything else, Dr. Lang, back in the day, you may have been second behind Jeff Davis by half an hour on the sky, but that's where I first found you.
Yep.
And you have outdone Jeffrey at this point by quite a bit. Congratulations.
Yep, Jeff Davis had dollars and cents. He's a good friend of mine. He's living out in California now.
Doctors, the last time we talked, I made a request for kind of more of a statement about my dilemma with my modest blood pressure. And later on during the show, a number of people called and offered some advice. And my question is based on their response. If nitrous oxide and beet juice and da-da-da-da-da-da were not having any effect on my blood pressure, why or what is in hibiscus and or hawthorn tea that would make a difference?
All right. That's a great question. And a lot of this still is dealing with dietary nitrates, okay? And many of the foods out there, and some that are even higher in this, but foods that you intake orally into your mouth first, not injected, right, are high in what we call dietary nitrates. Now, what happens is the bacteria in your mouth starts to break it down immediately, and break it into nitric oxide. So you can use it in a usable form that causes vasodilation. If you're not having these dietary nitrates convert to nitric oxide, then you're having constriction of the blood vessels. Your blood pressure goes up, and all host of things can happen. Now, interesting thing is, there is a new study out, and I think I mentioned this. When I found out about the study, I think I called you, Bob. And for listeners out there, do not use mouthwash. Stop using mouthwash, believe it or not. Because there's a study, and a few good studies, showing that if you're using mouthwash, it kills off the bacteria that makes this conversion. They actually took dental students and had them use mouthwash twice a day, and in 7 days, their blood pressure went up 25%. That's a crazy amount. So anybody out there, stop using mouthwash. I don't recommend fluoridated toothpaste unless maybe you're very young, and I don't even recommend it then. You know, go to some of these non-fluoridated toothpaste and don't use mouthwash at all. And believe it or not, it'll take a little bit, but maybe your blood pressure could come down. Now, as far as the mechanism of action for the actual hibiscus, you know, I'm not an expert in that. Maybe Steve will call in, but I'm going to let Dr. Summerton chime in. And I got some other things before she chimes in. You know, for your blood pressure, obviously lower your sodium intake, all right? I would just take salt out of your diet unless you're out working. You're going to have some salt because you work outdoors a lot. So you might want to be drinking something that has electrolytes in it. It has sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Believe it or not, like Pedialyte or Gatorade or something like that. But eating the foods that are high in dietary nitrates, beets are one of them, but beets are very high in oxalates, Bob. And so I had a kidney stone. I never want a kidney stone again. So if you're going to eat beets, it's a good idea to take some probiotics, drink plenty of water, and maybe eat some goat cheese or Manchego sheep cheese with the beets or with spinach, because spinach is even higher in oxalates than beets. It's way high. So there's some studies that indicate if you eat some cheese, it binds to the oxalates and then you poop it out. So kale, spinach, celery, beets, these things are really high in dietary nitrates. But eat some goat cheese or Manchego cheese with it. Drink plenty of fluids and take a good probiotic a couple of times a day, maybe first thing in the morning and in the evening. And then ideally, ideal body weight and cardiovascular exercise, and obviously seeing your physician, because people with really high blood pressure, it can kill you, as you know. You can have a stroke or a heart attack. So if it stays elevated, some people have to get on medications. But Dr. Summerton and I are big advocates of the least amount of medication that gets the job done. I'm going to let Dr. Summerton chime in.
Yeah, good morning, Bob and the listeners. The hibiscus and the hawthorn, it's similar to what we look at for others, all those flavonoids that have those antioxidant effects. I'm more familiar with the hawthorn. That's been used, as far as I know, back from Native Americans to this day. But what kind of brought it to attention in the modern world, there was that big study. It was actually for diabetics that the study was on, and this tends to happen when we look at one study, we find a benefit for something else. But they used that hawthorn, and that actually, I think it was over about 4 months, we did see a drop in that diastolic blood pressure by taking that hawthorn extract. And it's mostly just using that whole, it comes from either the leaves, the berries, or the flowers, and just using the whole product, and you get those flavonoids that are able to have that beneficial effect on your blood pressure.
And, you know, right. I think Steve's going to be chiming. I see he's a caller a little ways down the list there, so Steve probably has an answer for all of us.
No doubt. No doubt. Doctors, thank you. Dr. Lang, congratulations. Lord willing, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call. You're listening to Ask the Doctors. Dr. Michael Lang and Dr. Susan Summerton, both of Fortify Vitamins and the Lang Eye Institute. If you got a question, give us a call. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. I do want to mention there is a new study that just came out recently. It's the Attica cohort study that proved, and this just came out, I mean, literally last a couple of weeks ago, that high fish intake in omega-3 reduces CVD, coronary vascular disease. And the study showed that if you had greater than two servings, and the big kicker here is small, non-predatory fish that are high in omega-3. We're talking sardines, anchovies, mackerel, herring, okay, weekly. two servings or more, you had, check this out, a 76% lower risk of dying from coronary vascular disease over a 10-year period. 76%. They also hinted, if you're not going to eat any fish, then take a good omega-3 supplement. Remember, if you're taking a good omega-3 supplement, go to the TG form or the RTG form. That stands for triglyceride form or reesterified triglyceride form. That's like our Fortify Super Omega or a Fortify Super Omega-3 Max. If you're over 200 pounds, I recommend the Fortify Super Omega-3 Max. If you're under 200 pounds, the Fortify Super Omega. You can check out all those studies, and I think we might even have this study posted already on the website at fortify.com. So there's proof out there that eating more of the right fish. Now, people that were eating white fish, you know, the regular fish everybody eat, like the grouper and stuff like that, and catfish, they did not have the big decrease in coronary vascular disease. But the ones eating the small fish, so basically it's time to acquire a taste for sardines, anchovies, and herring and mackerel. Believe it or not, maybe next week we'll talk about it. I am, and Dr. Summerton also, are starting to recommend people eating fish roe. That's like caviar, right? And it's not as expensive as you think. Because believe it or not, fish eggs or fish roe is the most bioavailable form of DHA. And that's the part of fish oil omega-3 that has some neuroprotective properties and retinal benefits. So now adding to my perfect meal for macular degeneration, wild Alaskan salmon sautéed in coconut oil with some kale and orange bell peppers and egg on top. Maybe put a spoonful of caviar on top of that, and you're good to go. And you heard it right here on Ask the Doctor. All right, we're getting loaded up. Let's go to the phones. John in Clearwater. John, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, young man, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew you back from my WLBE days. I had a little big radio shoe over there. And the last time that I spoke to you was at a social function in Tavares. And back then, you told me that you were on your way down to South America to do some research about this, yada, yada. And I just want the folks to know that you're the real deal. You know what you're talking about. You do your research. And I'm very thrilled, very, very thrilled to have found you here in Clearwater. And I look forward to, in not too distant future, maybe catching up and saying, hey, down here, I know you're all down here. I know you have a store down here. So anyway, I'm very happy for you. And congratulations. And best of luck, my friend.
John, thanks for that. And I know exactly who you are. I appreciate the call. And you know, my head is so big now, I won't be able to get out the door.
You have a good one.
All right. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's see. Steve in Clearwater. Good morning, Steve. What you got for us this morning?
Yeah, well, real briefly, the hibiscus is an angiotensin enzyme inhibitor, which means that it relaxes the arteries in the hibiscus. And the hawthorn has a compound called vitexin, which is actually stronger per milligram as a calcium channel blocker, like Cardizem,
right?
Or than the other two. So those two are good. What's interesting to note is exercise is very important, and I mean hard exercise, really getting that cardiovascular rate up. In fact, the biggest medical problem that athletes as a group have is hypotension, because they're so well trained that one of the biggest medical complaints that professional athletes have is hypotension, because they, when they get up in the morning, their bodies are so well trained that they're actually a little bit too low in the morning, and it's very common among highly conditioned athletes. So we do know that really strong cardiovascular exercise will lower your blood pressure. It's just the way, it's very effective.
I hope Bob is still listening. He needs to get out there and start cranking.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times it's, but for that, you really need to, walking is fine, but to actually achieve that, you really got to get deep cardiovascular, get your heart rate up, which I know for a lot of people real old, that would be lethal. But work with your doctor and say, how much can I push myself without, sure, you know, killing myself? That's a hard thing to determine, even for a doctor sometimes. So.
Right, it sure is.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Hey, Steve, thanks for that. I'm glad you chimed in.
Yeah, and I'm glad everything's going well for you and Logan and Mackenzie and everybody. And it really, I take pleasure in seeing all you succeeding so well.
Life is good. God has been good to us. So thank you for that.
Okay. God bless you. And Dr. Somerton, too.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Ask the Doctors. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. You can check us out at drmichaellang.com. That's one of our websites, drmichaellang.com, or certainly fortify.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, and that way you get all the information. A lot of times we might not be on the station or the social media that you're on, but if you sign up for our newsletter at fortify.com, then you'll get all the updates of the latest, and a lot of promos with great discounts. So just go to the website, fortify.com, and then at the bottom of the website, there's a section that says newsletter. Click on it, and you just put your name and your email in it. Boom. You're signed up just like that. And you can always de-sign if you don't like it. We're getting ready to get to the next call here. Remember, you can see Dr. Somerton at the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages, Florida. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from wherever you are in Florida. And we've got a lot of people that fly in from all over the country. So if you want to see doctors that are in tune with the latest nutrition involved in research with nutrition and eye care, and certainly we practice the latest in medical eye care as well, then come on to the Lang Eye Institute. It's 352-753-4014. And thanks to Dr. Somerton, we just bought some new technology. Dr. Somerton, you want to enlighten people about this new imaging device that we just purchased?
I'm very excited about that, getting the latest and greatest technology, and it's the way we can view the retina in the back of the eye, and we can just get such a clear and wide view now and see all those blood vessels inside someone's retina, the nerve that goes to their brain, their optic nerve, that's a cranial nerve, their macula. So we can look for all kinds of diseases in the eye. And we know that retina is an extension of the brain. It's brain tissue. So we're learning more and more about things that we see in the retina. We're looking at blood vessels that there's studies going on. We'll be able to see changes in those blood vessels could predict things like Alzheimer's. So things happening in the eye can show as a window to things happening in the brain. Of course, we're always looking for diabetic retinopathy. We're looking for glaucoma. We're looking for macular degeneration. And this technology is going to give us such a clear image of that. We're very excited to have it in.
Right. Many of the first signs of pending strokes and heart attacks and brain tumors can actually show up in the eye, and melanoma way out in the peripheral retina. So we have all the most advanced technology now. I mean, we have OCTs and digital photography and something called the Anitas RHA, but now we're adding this Zeiss, made by Zeiss. It's kind of the next generation in optomapping, in my opinion, and it gives us some amazing peripheral views. I don't care how good you are, if you're an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, when you put that headset on, it's called indirect ophthalmoscopy after you're dilated, you know, everybody misses things. And so I like to think we never miss things, but this is going to enable us to actually see a lot more just in case we're not as perfect as we think. So it's a simple little push of a button, and it gives us some way out peripheral views looking at the capillaries, the retinas, the arteries, the veins, the nerves. So it's pretty cool technology. It'll be installed in, I don't know, in about a week. So that'll be at the Lang Eye Institute. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got Joanne in Sarasota. Good morning.
Good morning. I discovered you, by the way, congratulations on your 30 years.
Thank you.
I discovered you quite a while ago, but I've really been listening closely lately. I have so many eye disorders, and I really don't know which way to step. I have Fuchs, dry eyes, and cataracts, and blepharitis. I'm dealing with most of it, but it's getting the... By the way, that machinery sounds wonderful, that new piece of machinery you're going to have.
Right.
Yeah, I have to... Do you have an office anywhere close to Sarasota?
No, we've got a lot of people that come from Sarasota. You just get on 75 and head north. It takes about, you know, about an hour on the interstate, and then you get off at the Wildwood exit, and we're about 15 minutes off that exit. Believe it or not, I've got many people that I used to have a Clearwater office, and they could get to the Lang Eye Institute faster than they could get to the Clearwater office from Sarasota because there's no traffic going through downtown Tampa or coming over the Skyway. A lot of times there's a lot of traffic. And so it's just a straight shoot. It's not that bad a drive. And then you can go, you know, around the lake and downtown the villages and have a nice meal. It's a pretty amazing place. Everybody needs to see it at least once in their life. There's two things you got to do. You got to go to Mardi Gras once in your life, and you got to go to the villages once in your life.
Yes, I know. It's lovely up there. I'm a Floridian. By the way, so you're saying you don't have a Clearwater office. Is that it?
Not anymore. We used to have two Clearwater offices and a Tampa office, but, you know, about 5 years ago, a big company wanted my offices more than I did, I guess, and made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So I sold everything except the Lang Eye Institute in the villages. Now, I do have the Clearwater Nutrition Center, so that's called the Fortify Nutrition Center in Clearwater, and I'll be there today from 1 o'clock until 2 or 3. I'll be there for a couple hours today doing free nutritional consults with people, and we talk a lot about nutrition. So a lot of people come from Sarasota just to come for that, and they don't have to drive all the way to the Lang Eye Institute.
Do you have any advice with regard to doing the surgery for the cataracts and the Fuchs being involved? Because I know it disturbs the cornea when they go in there for the cataract.
Right. So Fuchs endothelial cell dystrophy is something that affects the endothelium of your cornea. And when you have cataract surgery, sometimes it can aggravate it and cause inflammation, and it can erupt into something called bullous keratopathy. So number one, you need to find a good cataract surgeon that's done thousands and thousands of cases. And you don't want to have that cataract removed, Joanne, until your vision is compromised to the point where your quality of life is not that good anymore, okay?
Well,
so just because you have 20/30 vision doesn't mean you need cataract surgery. And sometimes I recommend waiting a little longer if you have Fuchs endothelial cell dystrophy. But the good news is you can have different forms of endothelial cell surgery now through a competent corneal surgeon. There's a lot of great ones in Florida that can help to fix that Fuchs endothelial cell dystrophy. So if you don't worry about having cataract surgery. Just because you have Fuchs doesn't mean you're going to have a bad outcome. So if your cataracts are bad enough, go ahead and have those cataracts removed. Then if the Fuchs becomes bad enough, you'll have a corneal specialist fix that as well.
Okay, here's the final question. For now, I'm going to try to get up and see you personally. Long story short, if I'm going to have the cataracts done, I have one eye with the Fuchs is much more severe than the other. Would you recommend getting the cataract removed in your strongest eye first?
No, the worst eye.
Really?
Yeah, do the worst eye first because that's kind of practice to see what happens, okay? I absolutely recommend doing the worst eye first. Dr. Summerton, do you recommend that?
Absolutely, because you want to make sure how much improvement you're going to get. And actually, the surgeons, they're very good these days, but they'll use the results of the first eye if they need to fine-tune for the second eye.
Right.
Well, I'm just afraid, you know, I'm very independent. I'm doing everything myself, and I'm afraid if I go down that lane, I'm going to be disabled, you know?
I think it's a good idea. If you just want an outside opinion, you know, we don't have anything to benefit from you having surgery. You know, come down and see Dr. Summerton or myself at the Lang Eye Institute. It might be worth the little drive, and that way we can enlighten you. I mean, you might be 20 years from needing cataract surgery. Who knows?
No, I'm up there. I'm a senior citizen for sure. Yeah, and on top of it, I have dry eyes. So, and I've handled it all very well, I think, but now I'm at a crossroads that I have to do something.
Well, we are a dry eye center of excellence, so we do a lot with dry eye. I mean, we use stem cells for dry eye. We use amniotic membranes. We use a lot of different things that you're not going to find in your typical eye doctor's office.
That's what caught my interest. Do you know if Medicare pays for any of this or insurance pays for any of it?
Medicare pays for a lot of it, absolutely. The stem cell enhanced amniotic membranes that Dr. Summerton and I both do a lot of, it's covered by your insurance. A lot of the drops oftentimes are not covered by insurance. And what I want you to do when you get a chance, go to our website at fortify.com and go to the Advanced Dry Eye Therapy Kit and read about it. It's called Advanced.
Let me jot something down. What was I going to say? There's so much medication you get. You know, you get overwhelmed with all the supplements. Now, what is that? What is it you want me to do? Go to your website.
Go to the website.
And
that's fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E. And then go to the section. You can click on a section and go to the dry eye section. Or go to eye nutrition, the eye section. And then you'll find Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy. Fortify Advanced Dry Eye Therapy. It's a kit. And that kit comes with our triglyceride form omega-3, our Fortify Focus, and our black currant seed oil. And these things, and you'll see the studies, these things work synergistically together and really helps dry eye from a natural standpoint, helps support anybody that has dry eye symptomology and inflammation. And I've got
I believe you're absolutely right. There was something I was taking the COVID came, and somehow it's off the market.
And it's also great for inflammation. So many of my patients experience, you know, reduction in pain from their arthritis and their inflammation in their body. And there's a lot of inflammatory processes in the eye, all right, itises, that can be helped with proper nutrition. Remember, God made a pretty good body as long as we give it the right fuel. So,
well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to order those when I get the opportunity this weekend, and I will get in touch with you up in the villages.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much, both of you. All bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Let me add one thing. Make sure going into cataract surgery, you want to help take care of your dry eye first, and also you mentioned blepharitis. Make sure that's under control. We want those clean lids going into the cataract surgery.
I've done that. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said about the dry eye. Do what before surgery?
To help manage your dry eye first, because all of the surgeries can aggravate the dry eye. You want to make sure you kind of
burn. Yes, yeah. They know about it, and I try to manage it, but I know I'm in for a little rough road when it first is done, I understand.
Joanne, have you ever had punctal occlusion or punctal plugs done?
I've had punctal plugs, and they seem to have disappeared.
Hmm.
And they don't seem to offer it in anymore.
Well, we can do that very simple. It takes, 25 seconds. So we could do that. We have all the different types of plugs that the kinds you won't feel, kinds that won't fall out. So we have everything from collagen that dissolve in 5 days to ones that dissolve in 3 to 6 months to the permanent ones. So that's something that we probably want to do. Get you on the right nutrient protocol, put the plugs back in, maybe get you on some stem cell drops and help the dry eye. Like Dr. Summerton said, it's crucial that we get the dry eye under control prior to cataract surgery.
Well, you did mention last week something about the Ocusoft treatment that you were a very big proponent.
Right, right. That works great. It's the least expensive of all of them, because LipaFlow is anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500. iLux is $600 to $800. And the Ocusoft Thermal One Touch is $300. We do that right in the office. It's painless. It's like a spa treatment. We put some soothing music on, turn the light off, and you just chill for 10 minutes. So that is something to think of as well.
That.
If you truly have what we call meibomian gland dysfunction, but we'll know in 5 seconds if you have that, and we'll know if it'll benefit you. We're not going to do it if it's not going to help you.
Well, in other words, it does crust up in there, and then I have a doctor that gets it off, and he'll squeeze them, and it's nice for a couple of weeks, and then it goes, in the regular, it goes back to the square one.
It sounds like you would benefit from this procedure. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to Ask the Doctors, Dr. Susan Summerton and myself, Dr. Michael Lang, both from Fortify Vitamins and the Lang Eye Institute. If you got a question, give us a call, 1-877-969-8600. I'm going to throw something out there. My favorite lubricating eye drops, and we've used these for years, are either Optase or Oasis Tears Plus. And it's kind of like Bentley or Rolls Royce, BMW or Mercedes, Ferrari or Lamborghini. They're all good. So you can look on our website and you can see both of those, Optase and Oasis Tears Plus. Oasis Tears Plus you can only get through doctor's offices. Optase, I think, is available in some locations, you know, like CVS or Walgreens. But what sets these apart, they're preservative-free, but they are also, they're preservative-free, but they're also, they have hyaluronic acid in them. So that kind of binds to the epithelium and lasts about three times longer than the typical over-the-counter lubricants. So that's something you can try. Optase or Oasis Tears Plus, and maybe you can try those before you come down to the Lang Eye Institute, so we already know. And then Regenerize is the stem cell-enhanced eye drops that are on the market. You can't get that except through doctor's offices. Those are $75 a bottle. However, when you buy three, they come down to $65 a bottle. You get a little bit of a break. But we've seen, Dr. Sumbadan, I know you have and I have, we've seen some pretty amazing results from people using these Regenerize drops, the ones that didn't get a great outcome from typical artificial tears, haven't we?
Right. They do cost a little more, but it's for the stem cell ingredients that's in them, and you do have to get it from the doctor's office. It's not something you can buy over the counter, but the stem cells, just like the stem cells that we use in the amniotic membrane, they just have such a greater healing effect on the cornea, that front surface of the eye.
Yep. All right. We're going to Barb. She's been waiting about 11 minutes to talk to us. So, Barb, good morning. Welcome to Ask the Doctor.
Good morning, doctors. And I want to congratulate you, Dr. Lang, for your 30 years and your tremendous dedication. We every time I look at my daughter, our daughter, and we have got so much to be grateful for. We had doctored and doctored for her, and then we found you. Just by chance, and your supplements and your dedication to health has just she is just absolutely flourishing, and we are so grateful. You are a great man, and I wanted to point out all the advice that Dr. Summerton gave with the probiotics and the OsteoGuard. They're working beautifully. My sister-in-law was diagnosed with ALS, and I sent her this OsteoGuard, and it's made such a difference in her. And also, what can you suggest to me for osteoporosis that would be helpful in helping to build her up?
All right, so natural approach, osteoporosis, believe it or not, weight-bearing exercises. In the sunshine, minimal clothing, go out in the sun between, say, 11 and 2, not the whole time, right, with no sunscreen for the first 30 minutes, and do some weight-bearing exercise in the sun with minimal clothing to get the sunshine. The vitamin D will help osteopenia and osteoporosis. Believe it or not, eating some sardines with the bones, not only are they a good source of protein, not only are they going to reduce the chance of a coronary vascular disease problem based on the study we talked about first thing this morning, but they have the bones, and that's a form of calcium called hydroxyapatite, and it's a very bioavailable form. You know, eat some gently sautéed or cooked spinach, or better yet, kale for the vitamin K. So eating some sardines with the bones and a little sautéed kale while you're out in the sun doing some weight-bearing exercise, that's going to help. Now, something like the OsteoGuard plus Ipraflavone by Douglas Laboratories, a supplement like that's going to be beneficial. Weight management is crucial, because if you get down to your ideal body weight, there's less force on your joints and your bones. So obviously that's going to help. And eating a diet that's similar to the Lang survival diet, you know, foods that have not been overly processed, and that are, you know, coming out of Mother Earth, preferably organically grown, especially the Dirty Dozen. Doc Summerton, chime in a little bit and help me out here.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it. And thank you, Barb, for the feedback. We always appreciate patient feedback. We know the studies and we know what works clinically, but we really like to know from our patients what is having a positive effect or even negative effect. So I appreciate that. I think one thing, everything Dr. Lang is saying, absolutely. And then a tip for listeners is also when we recommend the OsteoGuard and has calcium in, anyone taking calcium, a lot of people think you know, they're taking the calcium for the bones, it has to make sure, especially the mineral magnesium in it. You never want to take a calcium without having that magnesium in it, because we have, again, a longer-term study that calcium by itself can actually do more damage than good with the calcifications it can cause. And most of us are deficient in magnesium. That comes from, like, our plants, anything from the earth, but our soils are deficient, so then our plants are deficient, and we become deficient. So that's another one of my favorite, is adding a chelated magnesium. Magnesium oxide won't work. So when you look at your little bottle, make sure that magnesium ends in like in letters ATE, like glycinate, threonate, or sometimes it will even say chelated on it, but just the oxide is not going to cut it.
Absolutely.
Very good.
And you can also eat a handful of sprouted seeds. Remember, you want to be sprouted because that's going to reduce the phytic acid and the lectins. And seeds are also very high, or nuts, are very high in magnesium as well. Stay away from almonds. Stay away from peanuts, okay?
Thank you so much, doctors.
All right, Barb. Have a great day. Happy Saturday. All right, we're getting ready to go to the next call. You're listening to Ask the Doctors. Dr. Summerton and myself, Dr. Lang, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Remember, when you're eating spinach, almonds, or beets, eat a little manchego cheese or goat cheese with it. That'll help reduce the oxalates from getting into your kidneys and causing the worst pain you'll ever have in your life. Trust me. I broke my right leg in five places racing motocross. The bone was sticking out in two places. It came out my leathers and came out my leather boot. My calf muscle was hanging out. It was painful. This silly little tiny kidney stone hurt more. So I'm never getting another kidney stone, so that's why I've become an expert in this arena. All right, let's go back to the phones. I think Scott in Ocala. Scott, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Good, thank you. I am turning 50 this year, and in my late 20s, early 30s, I had a virus in both eyes. It climbed up into my seeing part in one eye and not the other. So I have limited vision through the center of my eye, of my left eye. Wondering if the stem cells have come along that can help that scar tissue that developed and help me be able to see better out of that eye.
That's a great question. And I have seen many patients, I'm not going to say it's going to be a guarantee for you, just depends on how bad that scar is, but we put patients on a combination of the stem cell drops, the regenerized drops, and the amniotic stem cell infused membrane, and I've seen many people gain some significant vision, all right? We would know very quickly when we look at your cornea whether or not it's doable. So we always recommend a non-surgical approach first, but you can also times have a laser resurfacing done of your cornea if the scar isn't too deep. So a competent corneal specialist may be able to help you as well. I always recommend trying other alternatives before surgery if they legitimately may help. And then certainly corneal transplants, but that's the last case scenario. So, you know, it might be worth coming in for an evaluation to see if you are a candidate for some of these simple, you know, drops and amniotic membranes. The amniotic membrane is like a contact lens, if you will, that we put on your eye. We lay the amniotic membrane on your eye, and then we put a bandage contact over your eye so you can see. It's comfortable. It's not painful. The procedure takes all of like 1 minute to do. We do it right there in the office.
In the Villages.
Right, in the Villages.
Okay, and what are the downsides to any of these, especially the least traumatic type of ones? Are there any downsides, any problems with those?
Well, you know, we've probably done 1,000 people so far with the drops and the membranes, and we haven't had any negative side effects at all, no negative side effects. Some people, depending on if that membrane folds up a little bit underneath the bandage contact lens, it's a little uncomfortable for a day or so, but we've done a lot of them. Maybe in the beginning when we hadn't done as many, they might have folded up a little bit. I like to think that we're pretty perfected the procedure down. So I don't really know of any negative side effects. Do you know of any negative side effects, Susan? I mean, anytime you put a contact lens on the eye, they may be an infection always potential, but we follow you very closely.
sometimes when we're using them for a cornea that's already in pain. So occasionally if you put the drops in, it can sting a little bit. And the same even with the amniotic membranes, because we're putting on a damaged cornea. But usually the cornea with these stem cells, it heals very quickly, like 36, 48 hours. So that goes away pretty rapidly.
Wow, amazing. That sounds great. Great information. I appreciate it. I will make an appointment and head over that way.
All right, Scott, take care. We look forward to seeing you as well. All right, you're listening to Ask the Doctors. I'm going to give the phone number for both the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. So get a pen and a piece of paper. I'll give both of them to you twice. Lang Eye Institute, once again, is in the Villages, right on County Road 101 and 466, a big plantation-looking building. It looks like it should be on the Mississippi River, but it's in the Villages. And the phone number for the Lang Eye Institute is 352-753-4014. One more time, 352-753-4014. Also, in Ocala, we do have the Lang Nutrition Center upstairs, right on State Road 200, my old Lang Eye Care building. You can't miss it. Upstairs is now Dr. Poser will have his plastic surgery practice there. We have Reboot there. We have the Lang Nutrition Center. We have Dr. Patrick Watson, neuropsychologist there, all upstairs in that building. And then the phone number. Oh, and so Mandy is there during the week. Sometimes Mandy's out doing a lot of stuff for me. So every now and then it is closed. But remember, you can always get your supplements at fortify.com and no charge for shipping. And then I'll be at the Fortify Nutrition Center in Clearwater right on Millhopper Road today from about 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. You know, I'll be there as long as it takes. That's right there in the Bayside Bridge Plaza on Millhopper Road next to Publix. You can't miss it. The Fortify phone number is 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. Now, I want to talk briefly about a couple of new supplements we're working on. We've been starting working on a few months ago. So a new generation, it would be the first of its type in the world. Glaucoma for the optic nerve for intraocular pressure to help support people that are suspicious for glaucoma, people with optic nerve problems, maybe people with glaucoma to work in conjunction with your current treatment. And it's a combination of certain nutrients that are being studied right now. I'm not going to mention what's in it yet, but it's pretty exciting. They've been doing rat studies and mice studies, and when they introduce the pressure, make the pressure go up significantly, the rats that are fed this concoction have no loss of vision and no optic nerve damage. The rats that are not fed this concoction, they lose vision from glaucoma very, very rapidly. So neuroprotection helps protect the ganglion cells. So it's pretty exciting that we may have something available under the Fortify label 6 months from now, maybe sooner, maybe later. Also, as most of you know, we have a collagen product that's been a huge success. It's called Collagen Plus. I'm never satisfied with things, so I'm always renewing them and trying to make them better and better. So we're going to come out with a new generation Collagen Plus. We're working on it right now. So we're looking at newer forms of collagen, not that the form we're using is bad. We might continue to use that, but we're looking at other alternatives, other ingredients, other nutrients that may work even better, but keeping the price the same. And Dr. Sumbadan helps me with these studies, and Dr. Hall also, who will be co-host next week, is involved in a lot of these studies. So we got a lot going on, don't we, Dr. Sumbadan?
We do, and that's the fun part. We enjoy researching all these new ingredients and seeing the benefits that we can provide to our patients. We're just always looking for something better that we can improve upon, and it's exciting, all this new research, and we can actually apply it and then be able to utilize it for our patient care in the future.
And the good thing is Dr. Summerton's on the lecture circuit, so she teaches what she learns from what we learn to doctors from all over the country at these conferences and lecturing. And so we really do appreciate that, Dr. Sumbadan. Thank you for that. And with that, we only got about 51 seconds. So I want to mention, remember the BOGO, that means buy one, get one free on the Fortify Fit. That's for anybody and everybody, no matter what your age is. If you want to support recovery and energy and building muscle at any age. Look at the Fortify Fit, the strawberry watermelon cream. You go in and buy one, you automatically get two. You buy five, you get 10. And it's, of course, free shipping. So check it out. Fortify Fit strawberry watermelon cream. Anybody? Well, I had my daughter on it when she was 12, and then my mom at 96. Dr. Summerton, we got 10 seconds. Tell everybody goodbye.
Thank you for listening. God bless, and enjoy this beautiful day.
It's been 30 years. It's been my pleasure. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. I'm out of here. Have a great day, and God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.